Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered in an uncut and unfiltered way. So, it's Wednesday. It's pretty hot outside here in New York. I think the high today is going to be 85, 86. Definitely not prepared for the change of season. I was looking through my closet and yeah, a lot of great, you know, fall, winter clothing, some good travel clothing, but really nothing for, I don't know, this is not even spring day. It's like a hot summer day for 85. So definitely need to do a little bit of spring shopping, but that's not what this episode is about. I actually wanted to go, well, I wanted to talk about this last week, but that illness that kind of caught me off guard and kind of like made me bedridden for a long time, I just kind of forgot about it, but I actually made some changes. You may have noticed. So in the first few episodes of this podcast, I said Todd Talks. And more recently, I've been adding a the. So normally, people like to remove words. Like, it used to be called the Facebook. Now it's just Facebook. But, you know, I decided to do the Todd Talks for a couple of reasons. I'll break it down. First of all, domain was available. So if you go to thetoddtalks.com, it just goes, it just redirects to my Anchor profile page. In addition to that, all the handles were available. So I changed my Instagram to @thetoddtalks. I made a Twitter that's @thetoddtalks. I was able to create a Facebook business page with the URL facebook.com/thetoddtalks. Same, I think I was able to do the same on YouTube. I'm going to create a new, actually, I'll get to that in a second. So yeah, big rebrand. So everything's now at The Todd Talks. Helps kind of also distinguish myself from Todd Talks, which is that spoof that John Oliver did of TED Talks. Now it's The Todd Talks. So there it is. Anyway, so going back to what I was going to say about Snapchat. Right now, I'm only delivering content on the podcast, but I need to start expanding my brand presence. So what I'm going to decide to do is, you know, beyond the morning, I might just like have a, you know, a quick jot thought or like, you know, a quick thought that I'm like, oh, I just want to record this right now. In addition to that, I want to get more comfortable in front of a camera. So the idea I thought of is just get more of a business Snapchat. Right now I have a Snapchat. It's more personal. You know, what I'm seeing or what I'm doing. I'll take like a quick like 5-10 second video clip, put some like a location tag or whatever it may be and put it up. But what I want to do for the Todd Talks Snapchat and profile is just record myself, just, you know, do like a little selfie video of some words of inspiration or some advice or just something that's on my mind that I just want to get out there in a temporary way. The other thing I might be thinking about is, okay, so I record this, I might save it onto my phone, and then at the end of every month, I might just compile all of it and just release it on YouTube to have more permanence, because Snapchat obviously doesn't. Also, Snapchat is not really good about discoverability. It's not really made for businesses or brands. There are some big people that are out there that have made a big following, but, you know, no hashtag discoverability like Instagram, and not really good suggestion algorithms. But so again, more just to get me used to the platform for a business purpose versus a personal purpose, because I don't think Snapchat's going away anytime soon. A lot of people are like, well, you know, Instagram stories, it's the same thing. I don't think they're the same thing. I think Instagram stories are slightly more curated, slightly less, a little bit more business focused, whereas Snapchat's is a little bit more like, I guess, like raw footage, more unfiltered. Again, that kind of goes with the theme of this podcast, which is just like, whatever, I'm just going to throw it out there. Be me, be authentic. People either love it or hate it. I don't care. So that's what I've been thinking about, this kind of like rebranding. I know it's only been a few weeks, but, you know, this is a good beginning experimental stage where I'm just trying things out, what does and doesn't work. Also with the rebranding, it makes it easier for people to contact me. So if you just do thetoddtalks.com or just search The Todd Talks on various social media platforms, you can then, whatever suits you the best, reach out to me, either private message me or whatever it may be, because I really want to get this idea of community, start actually building it, because right now it's just me talking one way out. Maybe, you know, later on, you know, if people start emailing me questions or I'm getting like more of that kind of following in terms of advice, I might then do just like, you know, I may do a YouTube or just do a podcast episode where I just like read the questions and just answer them the best I can and call that like a, you know, I don't know, whatever it may be, doesn't matter. We'll figure that out later. So, yeah, that's what's been on my mind. The rebrand, also the unexpected weather change. Yeah, that's about it. So, as always, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.